When I say go pop bang and I say hi, throw up your thing. Move to the beach, they go pop bang and I say hi, throw up your thing. When I say go pop bang, 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 bang up your thing. Move to the beat, move to the beat, move to the beat, bang. I throw up your thing. When I say go pop bang and I say hi, throw up your thing. Move to the beat, move to the beat, move to the beat, 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 beat. This shit gon' bang.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. It's just me right now. Just Blanchon. Lonely, lonely little Blanchon. In the studio out here at lovely UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah, just hanging out by myself, waiting for my co-host to show up. But, you know, I don't mind the sound of my own voice. No, just kidding. Actually, I'm not. So, yeah, we've got a great show. We have my friend Anna coming in to DJ. She's got some wicked beats. She does 90s night at Library Square in Vancouver and Saturday nights at Lamplighter in Vancouver. And she's wicked hot. Very attractive lady. I hope she's listening right now in her car and, like, stepping on the gas to get here a little faster. We've got, what else do we have? Some funny horoscopes, some news, possibly, if we can find it, if our friend Jason Awesome has finished it, an interview with Slash. Yes, the one and only Slash. And basically just a lot of cool music. I just wanted to briefly touch on the news, and since I have nobody to be my sounding board in the studio, You can call in if you want and talk to me. I mean, that would be nice. I was a little bit confused and feeling really bad for the champion runner today, who is getting tested to see if she's a man. What is up with that? And why is it become such a big deal? Because I'm pretty sure I could perform that test, and I'm not a doctor. And it would go something like this. Hey, pull off your shorts. And either you're a girl or a guy. It's pretty simple. I mean, I don't think she looks that much like a man myself, as much as any other, like, jacked up, abbed up, chestless Olympic runner. I mean, God, if I had 0% body fat, I'd probably look like a man too. So lay off. And what's with everybody giving her so much flack? Because there's a lot of people I'd like to test and see if they're man. Because let's think here, Madonna, she's iffy. I mean, yeah, she's a girl and we've all seen her chest and stuff, but like, God, if you're just going off appearance alone right now, if you're gonna put her in a race, you might have to test her. And like, no offense to Madge, I'm a big fan, but seriously. Or Sarah Jessica Parker, I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate mail right now, but seriously, if we're going again, if you're gonna put Sarah Jessica Parker, maybe Glenn Close, Madonna, and then this African runner in a race, I don't know, we should be doing a lot of gender testing. I have a caller, they're probably mad at me. Let's see who it is. Hot mess on CITR. Hello, you are Hello, you're live on air.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
Hello, who is this?
Who's this?
What up? It's Vintage, Eddie V hanging out. How you guys doing? I'm just walking there. I'll be there in like 5 minutes. What's going on? What's going on in the show today?
It's singular guy, and I'm not a guy. I'm a girl. It's just me right now.
Oh,
just chilling, not ailing. You know,
I got some stuff. We can talk about some sex stuff today. Are you down with that?
Yeah, well, it's National Sex Day. I was just gonna tell.
Are you freaking kidding me? Because I totally pulled sex stories to talk about in the news, and I didn't even know that.
Wow, you're so in tune with sex, Ed. Oh, that's funny, sex ed.
Sure.
Funny joke.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to keep walking there right now because I'm about 2 minutes away.
Well, that's exciting.
Say, hey, what up? And, yeah, are you going to play some tracks for us?
Yeah, I might as well. I mean, I can only talk to myself for so long.
You know what? I bet you're talking to yourself very well and your voice is very beautiful. And
oh, geez,
people
thanks.
Are very excited on this National Sex Day. They might even be a little bit turned on. You never know.
Yeah, I should probably just talk a lot about sex today because it's National Sex Day. And
let's
I didn't know that until I was on my way here and I heard it on the radio. I'm like, neato. Neato bananas.
How appropriate that I pulled sex stories for the news.
And how appropriate is it that I should probably celebrate by having sex tonight?
Do it. We both should.
I don't know who with, but, you know, we'll figure it out. As
online,
I go.
plentyofish.com? I don't know.
Plenty of Fish? It's called Plenty of Fish because they've all been thrown back. Anyways, okay, I'll see you in a bit.
You enjoy the tunes. I will see you in 2 minutes. Have a good day, guys.
That was our resident Vintage Ready Eddie. I am going to play some tunes for you, and it is National Sex Day, so why don't we do this? Why don't you call in with your best sex stories, best and worst sex stories, because, you know, I mean, I might have a few, but I'm only going to share them if you share yours. So without further ado, I'm going to play some tunes, and then we'll talk more about sex. Yay!
Let's go!
Little John remix there for you. I know the song's probably really terrible on its own, but I like the remix. It's not bad. It's not bad. I can't complain. National Sex Day. I guess it's the second National Sex Day. I just am finding out right now through Google because I didn't realize it was National Sex Day. I was wondering why I had such a hot yearning in my loins. Now I know why. We're just gonna have some funny sex stories and some horoscopes. I'm just waiting for Ready Eddie to show up to the studio. I drove here by myself today. I hadn't driven for a long time. This might sound really boring to you, but I have a Volkswagen van, and I have to say, people are really nice to me when I drive my Volkswagen van. If I'm on my bike, like today, I said F you to at least 4 different people driving, because apparently people can't see the bike lane, and I'm just, my bike's too awesome, and people get angry. But when I'm in my Volkswagen van, it's like, can I cut in? And everybody's like, of course you can. Of course you can cut in, cute girl in your cute van. And yeah, it's nice. Everybody should have a Volkswagen van, and not to drive all the time, because I mean, that would be wasteful. But I mean, having a Volkswagen van, like, just for fun on Fridays on National Sex Day. Hey, my van's perfect for National Sex Day.
You could totally have a lot of sex
Look
in your Volkswagen van.
Who's to say I haven't already?
Dude, you have a crazy loop on the top of your head. It's phenomenal.
Thank you. I do have a loop on the top of my head. It's a loop on my head. But I was just talking about how everybody's nice to me when I drive my van. And
because it's kind of like one of those things where you see you in it and it just makes you want to give you a hug.
It's like a cute baby or something.
It's like you're driving a teddy bear.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're like, that's weird. But like, yeah, it's like you're driving a teddy bear.
Yeah, I feel like I could rival like the Oscar Mayer weenie van or something.
No, because you don't give up free hot dogs. But close.
But I mean, it's up
you
there.
I won't even go there.
Okay, fine. Well, anyways, I could start giving away free stuff. I could. My mom. Here's the thing.
Samantha, don't even open that box of worms because you don't even know where we could go with that. So why don't you just let it be?
My mom has like
seriously
all these feathers across the dash of this van, and I refuse to move them, even though it's like I have the van now, because they're part of my childhood. So there's like eagle feathers and this dream catcher, and it's all across the front. And I'm like blaring my Michael Jackson. Just chilling. I love my van. I've lived in it at periods through different times in my life, and I'm always tempted to do it again and just say sayonara world, buy a bunch of canned soup and live in my van.
As long as you have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I would need, that's the thing.
It's like our generation, like I could be homeless and like have no clothes and maybe a little bit of crappy food, but like, I need Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I do need the internet. It's really sad how addicted to the internet I am.
How can you survive? Like, you can't do anything.
No, you can't. How's your National Sex Day going?
I haven't had sex yet, but it's still good.
That's okay. Well, I mean, it's fine. I haven't had sex yet either, but okay. In my defense, I didn't know.
I didn't know until you told me,
and
so.
Not that that would really make a difference for me, but still.
That's why the loop comes from. It's this. I have to take a photo and post it on the blog. It's pretty freaking phenomenal.
Thanks.
It's like a feminine version of the guy, the character on SCTV.
What?
Martin Short played the character, and he had like that spike, and this is like this really cute like loop.
That guy with the high pants. What was his name?
I don't know. If you know what his name was, please call us here at 604-822-2487. Give us a shout and tell us what that character's name was, because I do not remember.
And or tell us your hilarious, funny sex story. Do you have any funny sex stories, Ed? None that you want to share?
They're kind of boring.
Really?
I have boring sex.
I'm trying to think if I have any. I had sex in a car that was driving once, and with...
That's not funny. That's kind of kinky.
No, he was driving, and I was in Arizona. The road's flat and straight.
Haha.
That's great. That's, I don't know.
It's wild.
It's wild. It's wild. Crazy. I don't have any really funny.
Do you want to play some wild tracks?
Well, yeah, I do.
Play some wild.
Oh, look who it is.
Having tracks.
It is Anna. She has made it. Anna, say hello into the mic.
Hello.
Anna was in traffic.
We're just about to play some wild sex tracks.
Yeah, and Anna's going to get set up, and then she's going
to... Because today is sex day. Did you know that? National Sex Day?
And you know what? It was started in Vancouver, and I want to.
Of course it was started in...
But guess who it was...
Where else would it be started,
I don't know.
Really?
Well, honestly, seriously. But it was started by this
what
guy...
What kind of provocative... images are you pulling up on the screen? There's like four pictures of like Samantha, or not Samantha, some dudes with no shirts on.
Okay, I'm sorry that there's an ad for squirt.org on the site that had the news about National Sex Day. But it was started by this like computer science guy in Surrey.
Computer science guys like to have sex too, Samantha.
No, here's the thing. Here's my theory. He started it because he hadn't been laid yet. And I think that if he thought he like had this initiative.
You can't...
But
no, I was just gonna say,
is that not a good theory?
Yeah, it's a good theory, but okay. I'm just saying, like, you can't define sex as like there's only one, there's multiple types. Anyway,
there's multiple types of sex.
Yes,
rubbing one out.
There's sex comes in many forms. Back there's door. Mental sex.
Okay, no, there's just sex.
No,
sex.
No,
it's national sex. Okay,
no,
Ed, are you a virgin?
You're right. No, I'm not a virgin.
Okay, well, because you're just talking to me about mental sex.
I'm just
and maybe
trying
you're
to
like,
say,
I've had lots of mental sex. I've had lots of mental sex with lots of people.
I'm
in
just
my
saying,
head.
Have an open mind. That's okay. All I'm saying. Because the brain is the biggest sex organ that there is, Samantha.
Okay. You sound like my sex ed teacher. Jesus.
Let's play music on hotmess.org. Check it out.
So this is the Zombie remix off the Major Lazer album. Can't get enough of it.
And
what?
Call us about your sex life.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear it.
What is the number again?
It's 604-822-2487. 604-822-CITR. This is Ready Eddie hanging out with Blontron. Here's some tracks on Hot Mess.
More cocaine, fuck pussy on the R train, make it rain, but me I go rain.
from the old brand. You make it green, but me a go brand. Me a tell me eat out the brand. To a heroin and to a cocaine. So pussy on the old brand. You make it green, but me a go brand.
That track.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that was, yeah, that was awesome. What was that? Say that again to the people
out
there.
It's the zombie track off Major Lazer, but it's the New Jack's remix.
I don't.
And it's kind of dirty. Kinda, it's like smoke cocaine and pussy
and stuff.
But
I just even though I really like that track, I'm just kind of like whatever, Major Lazer.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, you're just pissed about the show.
Yeah, but I don't care. It's not.
You know
okay.
what? It doesn't mean that the album wasn't good.
Regardless, as an artist, that makes me not like you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you have high standards. I like that, Edward.
Right? If you're an artist, you got to perform or make amends. Like, tell us what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
Post something in your blog. Like,
sorry.
Let people know. Sorry, I pooped my pants and I didn't have a spare change. Like,
yeah.
You know, come on.
Like, if you're Fergie.
Everybody has
if
problems.
You're Fergie and you pee your pants.
She just did the show, though, and apparently it was a good show with wet pants. What can you do?
What can you do?
Speaking of wet pants, you like to drink beer, right?
Speaking of wet pants, you like to drink beer?
Sometimes when you drink beer, you wet your pants.
You wet your pants or you spill beer on your pants and make
either
them wet?
Either or. Both.
Okay.
Sometimes it happens.
Never wet my pants.
Fergie.
Beer.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Hi. Okay. Never drink beer in Syria.
Why?
Because 32-year-old part-time model from Singapore who was whipped with 6 strokes of the rattan after she admitted to having a beer in a nightclub last year. Yeah. Can you believe that?
What?
You see,
why would they even let women go to nightclubs if you're not going to let them drink beer?
It's you get a $5,000 Syrian dollar fine and 6 whips of the rattan cane for drinking a freaking beer.
Wow.
Yeah. It's because of the Islamic law. It says the cane is not allowed to be thicker than the little finger on the hand, the little pinky finger.
Oh, okay.
And the cane cannot be lifted so high that the upper arm is lifted away from the armpit.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can't, like, put it behind your head and, like, beat the crap, but, like, you get whipped with a little cane. That's rude.
That is rude. That's horrible.
I thought I'd start with that story just because it's kind of sad, but it's kind of fun.
How is that fun?
I don't know.
There's nothing fun about a woman getting Edward. Honestly.
Whipped with a cane. Sex stories. Hello.
No.
Okay, here's a list of things that you should not do.
What are they all? I want things I can do.
Just listen.
Okay.
You should not do this. Okay, here's a question. You've watched porn, yes.
Never.
Never have I.
No.
But here's the thing. I've never watched porn so much so that I can recognize a porn star, but I went to this website called Mad.
What about Ron Jeremy?
Okay, fine. But he's more than a porn star. He's like a pop culture icon, so to speak, now.
Okay.
And Jenna Jameson. But
yeah.
I don't think I've actually seen a Jenna Jameson film.
All right.
I don't think. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so I don't really watch porn enough to like, oh, I know this celebrity porn star.
Yeah.
But here's a list for all of those gentlemen and ladies out there who do.
Yeah.
What do you do if you recognize a porn star in public? Number one, stay cool.
Okay.
As with any celebrity setting, it's not really good to get all fanny and gushy over someone, especially if that person has been the subject of their own gushing, by which we're talking ejaculation. Just play it cool, treat them like any other person, no matter how deep into their anus you've actually seen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Do not tell them how much you like their work.
Why?
Unlike ordinary celebrities who generally enjoy fans coming up to them and relaying how great they are in a film, telling a porn star you enjoy their work is creepy.
Because obviously you enjoy their work.
Essentially, you're just saying that you're going up to some random stranger and letting them know that you really like, you know, getting off to them.
Well, that's their job. What would you say? Okay, what's number three? Go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one I don't understand, but I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
Courtesy of MadAdam.com.
Okay.
Don't bring up your dickhead of a dad. There's no way your dad is as big of an asshole as theirs, except if your last name happens to be Hitler. That's all it says. I don't get it.
Maybe they both have daddy issues?
I don't know.
Can I stop you for a second?
No, why? Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. You've drawn a castle on the back of your paper, as well as candles.
I had this in a meeting, and I was bored.
Okay, but here's the thing. I just want to see what you wrote. Oh, can I see? You wrote, woo, 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 yay, yay, and then a little man, and a castle, and some candles. And, yeah. Ed, doodling. How old are you?
Doodling.
Okay. I draw castles. That's hilarious. Okay, continue. I'm sorry. I'm going to post that up on the blog, because it's
kind of like your loop on your head.
It's okay. Really cute.
Number four.
Yeah.
Try not to make a subtle comment hinting you have an ample penis. For gentlemen, I would assume.
Okay.
While these are all well and good while flirting with the normal girl, are they really? Is that good? If some guy's like, hey, I got a 10-incher, baby. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna... I don't know. It's probably not the best idea. With porn stars, you're in the presence of girls that don't flinch at cocks that are 10 inches in girth. Sure, you may put local boys to shame with your 8.5-incher, but there's a good chance that it's not even going to bump against these girls' cervixes. So, best put all of your dick talk away and save it for those who haven't worked with Blackzilla.
Wow.
And number five.
Yeah, oh, I thought there's five.
Yeah, there's five.
Okay.
Try to have sex with them. Tape it out. You've seen the proof.
That's good. That's good.
Good little list. You don't seem impressed by my list. Whatever.
No, I do. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking like...
You're contemplating.
If I were to run into a porn star, if I were to run into Ron... That's the only porn star I know is Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
And
Jenna.
And, well, I guess, yeah, Jenna. But she's in like horror flicks and stuff too, right? So, I was on a porno. Wait, I was on a plane with... Anna's, you can just say it into the mic.
Really?
Yeah. Say what Anna was writing it out. Like we're notes.
We're like,
Edward's drawing castles and Anna's passing me notes. It's really
it's
cute.
Really good for radio.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so tell me who you're on a plane with, Anna.
I went down to Hawaii
for just a week
and in walks Ron Jeremy, and I pretty much like freaked out when I saw him.
I wanted
all the little girls to get away from him.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No, get out of here.
Do you want to know an interesting fact about Ron Jeremy? He was actually a school teacher.
That's nice. Creepy. That is kind of creepy. Yeah.
Anywho, okay, and the last little story. Well, it's kind of a two-part story for you, Samantha. But
all right.
Sex toys, you've used them. We've all used them. Don't deny it.
What, used sex toys?
Yeah.
You know what is really boring and lame about me? I have not ever used a
Never.
Sex toy. No.
Okay, well, here's your chance now. Well,
you know what? I've tripped over my roommate's butt plugs before, but I've never used a sex toy.
They just leave them out in your footpath?
Well, no. I was, like, going into a room to, like, use her full-length mirror, and I was fumbling for the light, and, like, it was right by the light switch. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm not going to mention which roommate this was. But it was pretty epic.
Because I don't think they would be your friend anymore.
Oh, and yesterday, I was talking to my friend, and... she was on speakerphone because my BlackBerry has a virus. And I was down in the place that I serve, and there's all these like 16-year-old hostesses, and they're standing around. And I'm like, oh, are you coming? She's like, yeah, I just woke up from a nap. You know me, masturbate, pass out, repeat. And it's like speakerphone. So now everybody at my work thinks I have creepy perv friends, which I do. But anyways.
With your sex toys that you don't own. We're going to buy you one.
We're not buying anything together. I'll purchase one.
I will buy one for you.
That's creepy.
Okay. And I digress. Okay. Waste not, want not. The mantra of 2009 is also the business plan of Dreamscapes. That's right. We're talking recycling.
Okay.
Sex toy recycling program is called Dreamscapes. Stop giggling and read this out loud. This environmentally responsible stuff. The company takes clean, used toys by mail, disassembles them, and recycles them. And they, like, you know, take away the battery, the rubber, the silicone, the plastics, all that different stuff.
Wow.
You're not convinced on this. If you think it's a little shady,
yeah,
I think you should. You know why? You got to steal one of your friend's sex toys and then recycle them, Sam, because people who send in a package of toys will receive a $10 gift card, good on purchases from affiliated sex toy companies.
$10? That's not very much.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know,
you could recycle your
dildo. You can pretty much recycle everything.
Now your sex toy. But here's another great toy that's come out. And this, oh my God. Oh, you don't have an iPhone anymore. That's unfortunate.
No, but I remember what it was like.
But I'm saying you could start like slowly with this sex toy. It'll ease you in. The Apple iPhone owners, it may be an even better deal on self-gratification. You see, Apple has approved a new application.
Oh God.
This application is made by a company called Gizmodo, and it's called My Vibe Thighs On. It's an app that uses the phone's vibration capabilities to stimulate your, you know.
Oh, as if people haven't just already
whatever you want.
Done that.
And they, you know, they suggest that it's really good used on a transcontinental flight.
Nice. Good job, Apple. Way to loosen up.
There's my little sex news for you right here on Hot Mess, folks. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
It's all very, very good, Edward. I'm really impressed. Almost as impressed as I am with your doodles.
Leave my castles and...
Can you draw a moat? Can you draw a moat?
I can.
Okay, well, I'm going to have some sweet tunes coming up. We've got Anna coming up. We're going to interview her. And then
Anna, what's up?
We also have the legendary...
Slash!
You didn't even give it like a build-up. That's okay. That's fine. I hope some people out there are having sex right now.
I'm just going to draw my moat now.
Yeah, draw your moat. Okay, we're going to come back to you with some Slash and some tunes and lots of other good stuff. I hope you're having a wonderful, international, happy sex day.
Right here on CITR 101.9. Hot Mess. Bam.
Accessory and industrial designers from across Canada will be previewing and selling new collections at Spend on Trend. Celebrating Canadian design, Spend on Trend runs from August 21st to the 23rd.
Scurry over to the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street, to stock your closet with exclusive Canadian fall fashions. Don't miss opening night on August 21st, which will feature a fashion installation show, wine, and music spun by DJ Brad Winter.
First 25 people in the door will receive a gift pack value over $50. For more information, visit www.spendontrend.com.
ጤና ይስጥልኝ እንደምን አመሻችሁ ከዚህ ቀጥሎ ዜና እናሰማለን በቅድሚያ ማርስተ ዜና
አድማጮቻችን እንደምን አደራችሁ እኔ ወርቁ አያለው ነኝ ከሲያቲአር 11.9 FM የዘፈን ምርጫ ማስተላልፍልኝ
I don't know what ad this is
የዛሬውን የዘፈን ምርጫ ማቀርብላችሁ ሲሆን ይሄንን ዘፈን ከሲያቲአር 11.9 FM ሬዲዮ ጣቢያ ነው ማስተላልፍላችሁ ወርቁ አያለው ነኝ መልካም የዘፈን ምርጫ ሁንላችሁ
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you.
I'm not your toy.
Little LaRue for you. We had an interview with her, a little while ago, didn't we?
A little while ago. I sat down with her at one of the hotels in Vancouver. She's a very polite, lovely little...
She's quiet.
Little waif of a thing.
She's got a great voice on her, but God, she said...
She was very quiet, very serious.
She was so very quiet.
She's very British, you know, very...
I don't know. Every British person I know is loud and obnoxious, and she was just very...
She was just very proper.
She was like a mouse.
And, yeah, she was very, like, this is what I found from her show, anyway, very, like, sort of non... She would, like, blend in, you know, blend into the background a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, even with the ginger, like, you know, the no eye makeup and stuff, like, she kind of, like, just no eyebrows, but...
Just...
But nice,
nothing.
But...
Yeah, I love her. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, holy crap. You should go to hotmess.org and check it out. Ed sat down with LaRue.
And put it up there. But we also got a really wicked LaRue prize that we want you to go to hotmess.org. You can email us. Go to our contest page. But we have exclusive of picture disc. So it's actually a square, and it's got like some really cool imaging on it. And yeah, email us with LaRue in the subject header at theshow@hotmess.org, and we will hook you up with
it. Will be yours.
This very cool prize.
It's, it's a picture disc.
Yeah, like a picture disc, like, you know, vinyl. Like I have the really cool yeah. It's actual vinyl, but
neat.
It's like got imaging on. It's just go look at the picture. I can't, you know.
Neato bananas.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll email ourselves.
You could. Maybe you could.
Maybe I'll win it.
Maybe you won't.
Nobody else does, but I think that somebody should probably email in. Okay, so Jay is pretty cool. Jason Awesome, one of our co-hosts.
Some might say.
Well, he ends up linking up with pretty cool people on a regular basis.
I've linked up with one or two cool people.
Yeah, I'm okay, Ed. Jesus, this isn't a pee fight here.
It is.
Anyway.
No, Jay's cool.
Jay's linked up with some really cool people, including Slash. And so he's edited up this little interview he did with the legendary Slash. And we're going to play it for you here on Hot Mess. Then we're going to come back, and Anna, who has...
I bet you were the only people on this radio station to have ever had Slash on their show.
Yeah, probably.
Bet you.
Betcha.
Just going to say it.
Betcha. Putting it out there. So Anna, who's flown the skies with Ron Jeremy, she'll be coming back and spinning some sweet beats.
Is that the new... Yeah, that's what she said.
That's
flown
that's
the
your
skies.
Claim, that's your claim
flown
to fame.
Flown the skies.
Anyways, here it is. Jason Awesome with the legendary Slash here on Hot Mess CITR 101.9.
It's an honor and a privilege to be sitting here with the one and only Slash.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
You've been sought after by the likes of Lenny Kravitz, Michael Jackson. How do you feel about being revered for your art?
It's very humbling. You feel really honored that people can actually recognize you from the gazillion guitar players that there are out there. You know, when kids come up and they say something like along the lines of, you know, you got me started playing guitar, or I was influenced by you, that kills me, you know, because I came up the same way. I saw these guitar players. I saw B.B. King the other night.
With a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold.
I was frozen stiff, you know, shaking his hand, and that's somebody that I still listen to and emulate and all that.
I read this article that says, not the greatest guitar hero player.
No. But you know, I'm okay. Yeah. It's a fun game though. I love the game. I think it's one of the best games I've ever played.
And you're involved with this Guitar Hero 3, right?
Yeah, I went and did some music for the theme song for the Guitar Hero 3, and I did the guitar solos for this thing that's called the Boss Battle. And then my character's actually in the game, and so you get to a certain point and you actually have to play me.
Is that a trip for you playing yourself? Did they get you right?
I have it. Yeah, they got me right. They better have. They made me spend like 5 or 6 hours in a mocap suit. I haven't actually played myself yet. I doubt I ever will. I think I draw the line at that point.
Yeah. Like actors seeing themselves.
Yeah, I'm a little too introverted for that kind of thing.
Let's talk about this new album. It is just raw, powerful rock and roll.
There you have it, right? In a nutshell. Yeah, I'm really happy with the way the record came out, and I'm really happy with the way that the band is sort of evolving and growing and all that kind of stuff.
The inception of this band, it was a little bit different.
It started out with Duff and Matt and myself, and we got together for a benefit for a friend of ours that had died.
Right.
And we got up there and we did this thing, and we decided that we were going to continue on with it. Duff was jamming with Dave Kushner, who's an old school buddy of mine from my junior high school. And Duff suggested we try him out, and he worked out great, and so that's how that started. Then we auditioned singers for like 10 months. What we did was we listened to tapes, and then we, after like maybe one out of every 200 tapes, we'd physically audition somebody. Anyhow, and then, you know, aside from that, we had sort of a small list of people that were known singers that, you know, we thought were really good, and Scott was one of those. And when word got out that Scott had left STP, we went after him and tried to get him to come over and jam. What would you do? What would you do if I follow you? So, yeah, Scott's pretty awesome. we worked on Set Me Free together, and that's really what got us started. We came up with the name, all that, and then put together Slither.
I grew up in a sort of musical family as well.
Yeah, I grew up in England in the 60s, and so I was raised, my dad was still to this day is a full rock guy and really into rock guitar and really into the music scene. He was one of those art school tearaways in early, you know, 60s London, and didn't get along with his parents and all that kind of stuff. And then I came along and I was just raised on that same kind of music and the same kind of mentality. And then we moved to Los Angeles and it just kept going from there because my parents were in the music business. And so I was exposed to a lot of music, really.
I read somewhere at an early age, you went to visit Iggy Pop when he was in the insane asylum.
He was at Cedars Mental Ward. Yeah.
Cedars Mental Ward.
Yeah.
And at an early age, you went and visited him there?
My mom and David Bowie, I went along, because I was at that age where my mom had to take me with her. And yeah, that's when I first met Iggy Pop. So tell me who can I respect? I feel the leash around my neck. I think I was like 8 or 9 years old or something like that, and he was great, you know, he was really sweet. I don't really remember anything that weird about it. I actually forgot about it until my mom reminded me about it not too many years ago. And I said, oh, yeah, that was Iggy Pop. I forgot. You know, I didn't know who Iggy Pop was. Sure hope I don't end up on the street. Homeboy. Everybody needs a home. Anyway, but, you know, I went on to work with him on a record and done a bunch of gigs with him. And Iggy's awesome. And so it's an honor to actually know the guy.
You guys also are now the face of the new John Varvatos ad as well. How did that happen?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think Matt got hooked up with him. Matt's sort of a fashion mogul, you know.
But fashion and rock and roll.
Yeah, it doesn't work with me, you know. I like t-shirts and jeans.
Come on, you do have your own style. Like, definitely the hat here. I gotta ask about the hat, because I never thought I'd be sitting here face-to-face with Slash wearing the actual top hat.
It's just something I picked up one time on some thrift store in Melrose. I didn't have any money, so I sort of walked up, grabbed it, looked at it for a little while, and just walked out of the store with it and waited to see if anybody came after me. And nothing did. And so I wore it that night, and I got a Contra belt, and I broke it into a couple pieces and put it around.
Right on.
It's been my thing ever since.
One last question for you, Slash. What's the best thing about being Slash?
I don't know. After going through customs yesterday, that wasn't all that great for me yesterday. just the fact that I can get up every night and play my guitar and do what it is that I want to do without having any questions asked. That's pretty cool. You know, I think I worked my whole life to get to this point. So.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Pleasure meeting you. All right, man. Absolute pleasure. Slash, Velvet Revolver, melting faces all over the world.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. We had Slash on Hot Mess in one way or another.
It's kind of because that's what we do.
Yeah, it's kind of because we bother famous people that we like.
Yeah.
But they don't mind.
One of our contributors, Ambrosia, but she took Handsome Anderson's advice very seriously and chose to not bum rush Natalie Portman when she saw her dog peeing on her or something.
Yeah,
you can check out the photo
Ambrosia ran into Natalie Portman in New York, and she decided not to bum rush her, which is probably a good choice, because if anyone's seen that SNL rap she did, I think she's pretty tough.
Mm.
But guess who I saw on the weekend?
OMG.
OMG. Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens were where I was DJing at Section 3 last Saturday.
Did you?
Vanessa Hudgens was like, waved at me and said that she liked this song, and I was like, we're best friends. I was already pretty toasted, and the manager came over and they're like, okay, I want you to really play some party music, because
people are coming to party,
because we've got Zac Efron coming in. And yeah, boy did I ever rock it out. It was really fun, and I was wearing my Sally Jesse Raphael glasses, which I then sold for $20 at the end of the night. It's
very
pretty
nice.
Fun.
I have my celebrity sighting as well.
Oh, who? Tell me you saw Edward Cullen. Oh my god.
Who's that?
It's like a vampire guy.
Oh, Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
I love how you call it. I've met him. I met him at Juno.
I know the vampire name.
Juno Weekend, but it's actually, it is.
Oh, yeah, he was at the party that I played at, so technically he's come to My party.
No, here's the thing. I was running wind sprints, and like I go to this gym, and it's all like,
wind. I'm sorry. What were you running?
Wind sprints. Like, you know.
Around your castle?
Yes.
Okay. And?
No, I was at my gym. I was training, and there's another guy, and he kind of like started, but like we weren't interacting. And there's like this other weird dude, and it was like really random. And then like we went on, and my trainer and I went to the next station. He's like, "Do you know who that was?" And I was like, "I don't know, some like little kid." And he's like, "That was a guy from Twilight." I'm like, "Who? I don't want. I've never seen it."
Some little he's kid like, with tall hair who's very pale.
He's like. Taylor something.
Oh,
Taylor Lightner. I'm like,
guy that turns into the werewolf.
I went back to my work and I was like, "Do you know some dude named like Taylor Lightner?" And they're like, "Tyler Lautner? Oh my God." And I was like, "Oh, well, I was hanging out with him."
So you ran wind sprints.
Also, the other lovely lady.
Who's the other lovely lady?
The other one, she's in the movie as well, Ron Howard's daughter.
Ron Howard's really?
Yeah, she's in it. She was at the gym as well.
Wow, they're just keeping in shape.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's tough being vampires and werewolves.
And sparkly at night, as Jay Brown loves to say.
Yes.
Speaking of vampires and werewolves, no.
Speaking of snakes. You cannot segue everything.
I love to segue everything.
You're the king of the segue. I'm going to buy you a segue. Okay, I'm going to buy you a segue.
No, I won't even do it.
Yeah. What? Tell me.
No, nothing. It's all good. Let's talk to Anna Conda.
Okay. No, it's just Anna. The Conda is her friend that she used to DJ with, but it's just Anna now. Just like when people call me Risky Business, it's interesting sometimes.
Hi, Risky Business.
Anna.
So we have Anna in house rocking it out for us.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Connor's in Saskatoon?
Yeah, he's in Saskatoon rocking it out.
It's hard to believe that you're in a band because you can't find the front of a microphone.
I never said I was a singer. Backup singers don't even sing.
I unfortunately just smushed the microphone into her nose, so I'd like to apologize for that.
Okay, it sticks out quite a bit.
Apologies. Oh,
whatever. So Anna's going to spin for us. She's also going to spin for some of you at the Lamplighter tonight and tomorrow night. So if you like what you hear.
No, the Lamplighter tomorrow night. Tonight is Library Square, and it's 90s night. It's Show Me Love.
Burr, burr.
You better play Show Me Love.
Do I really want to?
Play the AC Slater remix.
How long have you been a DJ for now?
Just a bit over a year and a half. Our friend Baz, who goes under the name of Arnold Saint.
Oh, he's a frequenter.
I don't know him.
Jam. No.
Baz, whatever.
He's the reason.
Loser. No, just kidding. I love Baz.
He's the reason you got started?
Yeah. He got us a gig at Republic for our first gig, which is pretty intense.
That is intense. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're playing all over the place. So you can, you guys should come check her out. And where can we find you? You can find you on Facebook. Just search Anna Conda. That's A-C-O-N.
No,
A-N-A. It's like spelling Canada. Always throwing a couple A's.
I'm
like, Canada.
D-U-C-H.
No, D-U-H. There's no...
Okay, let's let you do it.
It's like Anna with one N, Connor minus the Nor, and then it's Da, like Anna
Anaconda.
Yeah.
Let's search it on.
Spell it out.
Search it on Facebook.
We fail.
It's okay. We'll be posting. We'll be posting up the links to Anaconda on hotmess.org.
Now,
yes.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite track to play? Come on, you gotta have one. Like all time ultimate favorite track.
I'm gonna be super dorky right now.
Do it.
And I'm gonna have to say what I've been playing a lot of, and I'm probably gonna get tomatoes thrown at me.
It's okay. I won't.
But
throw.
I'm gonna have to say Bloodhound Gang.
Oh.
You and me. Ain't nothing but mammals, so let's
That's
do
awesome.
It.
Yeah. Cause you have a night. Oh man, I wanna come it's play your 90s night. It's so good. I remember like having that song and just being feeling so rebellious in my, like in high school of like blaring it and then like the car
it's
with
too
my
bad
mom.
That their other album failed epically with the Fat Man in the Box.
I don't know what it is.
It
that's the only
song
I know.
To fail from that one song though.
Yeah, it's like you can't really go anywhere from that.
No lie, like the photo on the cover of their album of the second album is absolutely disgusting. It's literally like a 500-pound hairy man and they've crammed him into a box and so they've removed like the one wall of the box
okay,
and it's a photo and that's the entire album cover and on the, it's like I don't
Dad,
want that
Dad what are you doing cover? With that come on jeez
anyway
okay so Anna's gonna play some tunes and you're gonna party on National Sex Day and do other fun stuff. I am playing at Section 3 tonight if you want to come down and have some drinks.
Nope.
Maybe Zac Efron will be there.
Nope.
Neat.
Yeah, she's
neat. Maybe
DJ.
My friend Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens were BFFs. Maybe they'll come down. And then after that, there's the Neon Party at Modern, and we'll be playing the after party to the Neon Party at... where is the after party? It's on Main and... and 5th. But just hit me up on my site, blondtron.com, or on my MySpace, or just email me at blondtron@gmail.com. We'll give you some guest
lists. Or blondtron@hotmess.org.
Or, yeah, I always... Is that forwarded to my email? Anyways, blondtron@hotmess.org, and I'll give you some guest lists to that. Make sure you wear your brightest and tightest.
And, of course, we want you to enter our contest here at Hot Mess, so make sure you go to hotmess.org and click on the contest page. We've got a brand spanking new website, so we'd love to hear from you folks. We'd love to get your requests. We'd love to hear your tracks. So please talk to us, 604-822-CITR, or the show at hotmess.org, or respectively, any one of the DJs you'd speak to at hotmess.org.
It's true. I don't deny anybody on Facebook.
And we just have...
Everybody can be my friend.
A brand new Facebook street team, so join our page.
Cool bananas.
Cool bananas.
Okay, without further ado, happy National Sex Day. I bring you DJ Anna.
Hot Mess.
Such a mess. I smiled at you and you smiled back. That's when I knew there's no turning back. You said you loved me and I did too. Although it's over, I still love you. I tried to fight it, I tried so hard, and every day I pray to God that you and me were meant to be. But you had another, you had another, and now it's gone. I don't know why, I feel like crying, just wanna die. I can't look at you, and you know why, though I tried so hard to catch your eye.
Yellows, yellows, yellows. thinking, then they start dancing, then they start stinking, out of our stinking, then they start winking. R-O-X-A-N-N-E with the S-H-A and the N-T-E. Rocking here side by side, you see, with the B-I-Z and M-R-M-R. I do this and I do that. A little bit of funky beats of basement jacks. When it comes time to get to the jam, you know that's just like who I am. Now, hip-hop's slow.
No need fi go down. Rock that, run that, this how we from. Easy now, don't need fi go down. Easy now, no need fi go down. Rock that, run that, this how we from.
Everybody knows this right here. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother.
Take it back, 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 take it back.
Tú no celular.
Esa
morena está sabrosa. Y cuando se la toca, ella se vuelve loca.
Dale, dale.
Mami, el negro está rabioso. Y quiere tu azúcar y tú no celular. Esa morena está sabrosa. Y cuando se la toca, ella se vuelve loca.
ASAP, take ya, ASAP, to the room, ASAP, zoom, zoom, ASAP, boom, boom, take that, ooh, I like that, when you fight that.
Mami, el negro está rabioso, él quiere tu azúcar y tu no celular. Esa morena está sabrosa y cuando tú la tocas, ella se vuelve loca.
Let's go, ladies.
Mami, ¿qué será lo que quieren de
mí? A mí que me importa.
Yo lo que quiero es esa loca.
Dale, dale, loca.
Mami, ¿qué será lo que quieren?
With your man, you threw me a smirk. You see me with your girls, you started to flirt.
Yeah.
Back of the club, hand up a skirt. Hand full of ass, I'm trying to hold on. Girls gone wild all night long. She had no bra and no thong. One more shot, baby, it's on.
Let's
She's a wild thing, and she loves to do wild things. So we did the wild
Let's
thing. I'm a freak, but I ain't gon' lie. That thing was fire, man. Everybody say,
get free.
gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it.
Let's live it up
and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it.
I got a feeling.
CITR 101.9 FM brings you Computer Club, Friday, August 21st, midnight until late at the Woods, 2nd in Ontario, with DJs Jules Andre Brown, Brad Winter, and Swaption, Ubuntu Systems, and visuals by Jeff Vincent. Come early before it runs out. Party starts at 12.
Yes, you didn't know. As they said, the story goes, baby, now I got the flow. Cause I knew it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'd win. I
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light, put on the red light, put on the red light,
Roxanne. Roxanne. Roxanne.
Gentle love and stare. Finally, you got.
that fat.